Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey everyone, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on the planet. Amazing, amazing story coming your way today. I got a guy, literally, we just posted inside our Every Day Saturday group on Facebook, Giovanni Garcia. I'm going to bring him out in just a second here. It's Sam Crowley's Every Day is Saturday group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. And Giovanni posted in there just out of the blue, man. I've been waiting. He said, I've been waiting to post here for a while. Sam, I want to thank you. I've been listening to your show for about 2 years. I've started my sports page, the Fantasy Sports Cave YouTube channel, a few months ago. He travels the country, goes to the biggest sporting events. He's passionate about sports, so he started vlogging. And so far, he's been able to manifest going to the World Series, Madison Square Garden, Staples Center. And this past Sunday, he was on the sidelines at the Chargers-Redskins game, vlogging, reporting on the game. And he went on to say, by no means do I come from a wealthy family at all. Last year, I was fired from corporate America, went broke. And then earlier this year, I was living out of my car for 4 months trying to make it in LA. That's ridiculous. Giovanni, you there?
Yep, I'm here. How's it going?
Welcome to the show, man.
Wow, what an introduction.
Oh, my God. You and I have never, we literally just met 5 seconds ago.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Never talked before.
Nope.
But yet you've been listening to the podcast for quite some time. Is that true?
Yeah, actually, it was actually 3 years. Now that I think about it, I know I posted two, but it has been 3 years. I was actually listening to you when I was working for corporate America. And it was just funny, just everything you like your stories and everything you shared. It was just so true when I was working at corporate America to when I got fired. And then it was just like, you know what? It's just like, I don't know. I just always knew I was an entrepreneur. I just knew I was meant to work for myself and not work for a company.
You know, we've all been through tough times, but I've never had to live out of a car. What's that like, man, living out of a car? I mean, I want to dive into your story and what you're doing now, but that line in and of itself.
Yeah, it's honestly like, it's not that bad.
Oh, jeez.
It's not that bad. I don't know. Once you master it, like, you're like, oh, man, because I was living in my car. Like the first night was like chilly. It was like super cold. And I was just like, man, this kind of sucks. And it was uncomfortable. But now like I can sleep. I slept out of my car for like 4 months that it's so easy for me to sleep in my car. So if I fall asleep, I can fall asleep in my car, which is kind of weird now. But yeah, it's, you know, it takes like anything. You could get used to it. Your mind adjusts and everything. So what I would do, I would keep a suitcase in my trunk, and because I was, I would keep a suitcase there, and then in the morning, I would be woken up by the LA traffic, or, you know, the honks and horns or whatever, and then I'd go to the LA Fitness, work out, shower, brush my teeth, and then start the day. And I was always, like, in a different part of Southern California. I was either in LA, I was in Orange County, and just everywhere, because I was also a Lyft driver as well. So I was going from point A to point B just all over Southern California. But it's one of the coolest experiences I've ever done. I never thought I'd live out of my car, but it's what I had to do.
What parts of town would you park in? You know?
Oh, like, so because I do independent. So I would drive as a Lyft driver, right?
Yeah.
And then I do a lot of marketing events out here in LA, just like subcontractor, independent contractor work. So it all depended, you know, wherever my last Lyft ride was at, I just find like a safe neighborhood per se, you know, or like that, yeah. Park and, you know, go get some sleep. Or sometimes I'd go park next to LA Fitness because I knew I was going to go there in the morning. Or, you know, park sometimes I'd be like in Beverly Hills and just try to, you know, park near there, you know, by the big old mansions and, you know, try to get some inspiration. And you know, it was cool because I got to know LA pretty well.
I guess so. Dude, so this is the craziest thing. I mean, you've gone after your dream, just to kind of set the stage. So you had a job, you're working in corporate America, you got fired from your job, you're living out of your car, and now you've got a vlog where you go and you just launched your YouTube channel this past July, so just a few months ago, and you had told one of your friends at a Chargers practice, San Diego Chargers practice, that the following year, next year, July 2018, you were going to be on the field covering a game. And then just 6 months later, that dream came true. Tell us about that. What happened?
Yeah, so I was going to these practices, and, you know, I was starting to get the idea with the vlogging and all this stuff, because I'd never done it before. But I worked an event in Orange County where I met a lot of these, like, bloggers or social media influencers that they were doing it. And then that's where I kind of got the idea. I was like, I should just do this for sports. I'm so passionate about sports. And I did it. I did it one, the first like Chargers, like practice. It was a practice. My friend helped me. He filmed me. It was all done on my phone. And he was like, you know, we were talking. He's like, you know, you obviously need to get better, practice or whatever. But he's like, you should really do this. This is your thing. You're super passionate about sports. You're always talking about sports. And I was like, you know what? After the first time I did it, I kind of just fell in love with it. And I was like, I can do it my way and kind of build my own like sports brand. And going to all these practices, I was like, you know what? I was like, you know what, Bobby, next year, give me within a year and I'm going to be on the field. And it's crazy because I've been working so hard. I've been just traveling. And I just, you always talk about the momentum, you know, and I listen and I would listen to you. You talk about the momentum, and Sam, like, for the last like 5 months I had been filming off my iPhone. And yeah. I know you would always say, like, you don't have to have the best equipment, don't have to have, you know. And I, like, you know, kind of listen to your guidance. I just did it because I was just like, you know what, I just recently bought a digital camera, like this past Sunday was the first time. Out of all my videos, I've been doing it for the last 5 months. And I just listen to your podcast. It was so true. I was like, dude, I just got to get the content out there. The first time I did a video, I was kind of naive. And I was like, oh, because it took me forever to edit. I didn't know how to use any of the editing. And, you know, me being so naive, I'm like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was like so hyped. I was like, it's about to go viral. You know, I'm about to get a million views. You know, like so naive. So I'm like sending it out to my friends. I'm like, check this out. I just did this. You know, whenever you try something new.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny because everybody's like, oh, yeah, good job, good job. I'm like, this is weird. Everybody's saying that I do such a good job. And it's my first video. And then I work out of a co-working space out here in LA. And I asked one of the guys who's a videographer. I was like, look, man, give it to me straight. Everybody's saying I did a good job. And it's my first video. And he looks at it. He's like, it's pretty cheesy, man. and then he tells me, like, the transitions and stuff and how to edit. And then that's where I slowly started growing. And I've just been having a blast, man.
Do you make any money doing this?
So that's the interesting thing. So right now, the way I monetize this is I have another business where I work all the biggest marketing events in LA. And I partner up with the agencies that book for big sporting events, concerts, and stuff like that. So the way I get into a lot of these venues is by strategically partnering up with these agencies, and they give me the opportunity. I got to work the event, but as soon as the event's over, I get to get into games, you know, I get into these games, I get into, like, you know, the World Series. That's how I got into the World Series. And I get to travel a lot. I get to travel the country working, managing events for different brands. I represent a lot of different brands, and that's how I get in there. So my goal right now is to build this brand, build like a great reputation with, like, you know, fans, athletes, and the people that I interview. So then later in the back end, I can monetize it through sponsorships or something like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So let me ask you, have you had anybody outside of, like, people that you know reach out to you at all, say, hey, man, I saw your vlog or I saw your video from this game or this event? Pretty cool.
Yeah. Which was one of the, I've actually had a few companies be interested in me, but, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, looking at all the options right now.
How about just like Joe Smo, just like some person like me saying, dude, great video.
Yeah, no, I have one of the videos when I went to Madison Square Garden. I took one of my friend. I took my brother and my friend from England, Jordan. I took them out there, and that video, it was crazy. This is when I knew I was onto something. That video, within like the first hour or first 5 hours, I got 3,000 views.
Wow.
And within a month, it got like, it has 21,000 views. And I just, and it was, it like blew me away because I was like, wow, like this is crazy.
What was it? What was the video?
It was, Porzingis scored 40 points.
Oh, yeah. And Knicks game.
Yeah, Knicks game. It was the Knicks game. Porzingis scored 40 points. And like we were there, we witnessed it. And we were supposed to have nosebleeds, but I was kind of, we bought nosebleeds tickets. So, but I always kind of pushed the envelope and I kind of like, we snuck down. We're like, first row, and we saw the action like super live, and I documented it on my phone and I uploaded it, and the video just kind of took off. And then I was like, you know what, I gotta keep doing this, I gotta be super consistent and just posting. And yeah, man, like I said, it's been so much fun doing these videos.
That's crazy that you're doing what you love to do. And a year ago, you, what kind of a job, can I ask, like what kind of a corporate job did you have?
Yeah, so I was living out in Baltimore at the time. I was working for one of the biggest lawn and garden manufacturers on the East Coast. And I was, my job was kind of like help represent them through, like, you know, I was representing them at trade shows, events, you know, also like being like a product specialist, brand ambassador, and also doing like market research for them. But I just knew, even, you know, when you get a job, you're like, okay, this is cool. I was able to travel the country, but I always knew that job wasn't for me. So when I got fired, I wasn't bitter that I wasn't mad about I got fired. It was that same week that I got fired. They were supposed to move me to San Diego. And I was more upset about that. But then I was like, you know what? Like, I've always decided what I should do. I shouldn't let, you know, I shouldn't let company decide where I can or cannot live. So I kind of just, yeah, I just had to get over that mindset. And, you know, a lot of things just changed in my life.
That's wild, dude. I was checking out your Facebook page. I see, I think it was Andre Agassi. Do you have a photo with him?
Yeah. So I met Andre Agassi when I was in New York as well. I picked up an event. And he was like the main sponsor. And I don't know if you see, I'm giving him my hat, the fantasy sports kid hat. And
yeah.
And he's like, he's looking at me. He's like, I can't, because that was, I think, Evicta, one of the watch company. He was doing an event in downtown in Times Square. And I give him my hat, and then he's like, I can't accept gifts. But at that time, he already, the photographer already taken a picture of him, like kind of like holding my hat.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to throw this up on my Facebook, my Instagram, you know.
No, that's cool. Because when I was looking at your fan page, I was looking at, like, it feels like, you know, you're a guy on an iPhone that's taking me right down to the court, whether it's a USC Trojans men's basketball game or other things like that. It's like, I feel like I'm kind of there hanging out with you. That's what's cool is, you know, you're not doing this for the money. You're going to find a way to monetize this because people are sports fanatics. I mean, that's what sports fan is short for, fanatic. People are fanatical about their team. Even where I live, we got the crappy Bengals, you know, we got the Reds that never make it to the World Series ever, but still they love their teams and they would follow you. And if you could take us up close and personal in these experiences, I just think it's really cool that you've come so far in such a short period of time and not really ever putting the money first. That, you know, that I just think that just the guts you had to get after it like that, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, thank you. And it's just like, I've just been like, you know, I've been learning about money. I've just been learning about that. And then, you know, I listened to your podcast, I listened to, like, you know, Robert Kiyosaki and stuff like that. And then, like, one of the biggest things that I've learned this year is just to not attach emotion to money. And what I mean by that, like, if I don't get to work this event or something like that, I put my own money up and buy tickets and go to these events myself. You know, sometimes I'll bring a friend that come, like, help, and like, hey, help me record, I'll buy you a ticket, you know, just come do this. And because it's like, this is what I really love to do. And, you know, being able to travel and getting to see, like, how fans love their team, you know, regardless of what city, I just see that passion and I love, and it just motivates me more to tell a story and share their experience and the feeling that I get. Like, I want to be showing people, like, wow, that's cool. I want to go to that arena. I didn't know about that arena. I want to go check it out now. I didn't know they had this, that. So I just want to get like a fan's perspective. And also sometimes I get to talk to some players and kind of combine that all in one, like kind of vlog report style, but do it myself.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways. I mean, monetization wise, partnering, there's just so many joint venture opportunities. Even look, dude, I'm not an expert in the space, but I think a SeatGeek, StubHub, places.
Yeah, exactly.
Affiliate relationships where people will pay you a fee to refer people. All you need to do, you just got to build the audience, and you're doing it the right way by not putting money first, because where so many people get trapped, man. They're like, okay, I'll do that, but can I make any money? If you would just take that second part of the sentence out and say, but can I make any money, and just go do what it is you love to do. I don't care if you got to have four jobs on the side for the next 3 years. You're doing what most people will never do. And that is something that you're really super passionate about. See, I get it because I'm a passionate sports guy as well. And for example, I saw Kobe's last game. I saw you had a thing on your Facebook page about Kobe, his retirement jersey. I saw his last game against the Pacers a couple of years ago and in Indy. And if you Google Sam Crowley, Kobe Bryant, you'll see he and I got into it a little bit on the court. Not in a bad way, but he wasn't shooting. And I'm like, dude, shoot. Every time he goes, finally, he came over and said, I'm not taking every shot. And I said, hey, dude, I didn't drive all the way from Cincinnati to see you pass the ball. Let's go. Let's get going.
That's so funny.
The guy from the Indianapolis Star came over at halftime and said, hey, what's your name? What were you and Kobe saying? Well, I said, he said, I can't shoot every time. And I said, I didn't drive here to see you pass. And the next thing you know, the Indy Star had me quoted in there the next day. Me and my buddy probably had a couple too many beers at the game as well. So it was all in good fun. But anyway, it's pretty funny when you Google Sam Crowley, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
It's cool. It's cool if you're me and not so cool if you're Kobe. I mean, you know, let's keep it real, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to have you on the show because I wanted people to take your inspiration and your passion and put that to what they're doing. I don't care if it's cooking, gardening, sailing around the world, or just going hiking. You got to do what you love to do. You're a young guy, man. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. So, you know, you living out of a car is a lot easier at 25. Living out of a car is not easy. But if you're going to live out of a car, 25 with no kids is a lot better than 50 with four kids, you know?
Yeah. And one thing that's crazy is, like, at first, like, when I was living in my car, I wasn't, like, I didn't want to tell anybody because, I don't know, like, at first, like, because I was at a low point in my life, you know, like, But I was like, you know what? Like, I just started telling people, and people, like, I don't know, like, were like, you really want to come? But I'm like, yeah, it's not that bad, to be honest. Like, I almost, like, I was getting so good, Sam, that I was like, I don't need to get an apartment. Like, I was just, like, thinking, I was like, I can save all this money.
That's crazy. It didn't even make any sense, man. You're living out of the car, and you're happy. I get that, because I could live out of a car if I didn't have kids. I could live out of a car and be happy.
Yeah, because it was so easy because sometimes if I'd work an event at Newport Beach and all I have to do is just park right there and I'd be right by the event at Newport Beach. And the next day I had to work an event in Santa Monica and just park near Santa Monica or park near Venice Beach and wake up and go run to the beach. But it was just like, it was such an adventure. Then once I got an apartment that where I live now, like it was, I kind of got like, I don't know, I don't want to say lazy, but like I was able to sleep in and stuff like that. And I got scared. I was like, this is feeling too good. I got scared because I was like, I don't want to go back to where I was. So I was like, you know what? I can't be sleeping in. I can't be doing that. I was like, you know, I need to go back to sleeping in my car. You know, I was just like thinking like that, but it's been fun, man. Like, I am so happy, Sam, that I got fired and I slept out of my car. I know that sounds so crazy, but like, it pushed me to be more creative. It pushed me to, you know, to really go for what I wanted. And I think the universe like was like, hey, if you really want this, you got to go for it. You got to go for it all out. And like, I've been putting all my money, all my time. I've only slept like 2 hours within the last 2-3 days, but it's just because I've been having so much fun that the time is going by fast and I'm so passionate. I've never had this feeling of like, I know this is what I was put on the earth to do. And this is what I want to do. And I'm gonna build a sports network. And I'm gonna have, you know, I'm gonna have fans, and you know, I'm building that network and everything. But I want fans to feel what I feel because when I was in my car, I would listen to you. You know, it's kind of surreal to be in this podcast because I would listen to you and be like, you know what, it'd be cool to be on Sam Crowley's Everyday Saturday podcast episode, and that's happening now. But I feel like I've been working so hard into making this dream come true that all this stuff that I'm putting out there, I just want to give back to the community and tell people like, look. Even if you're sleeping in your car, even if you're at the lowest of lows, man, you can still do what you want to do. You just have to have the mindset.
Yeah, dude. I think that's awesome that you're on the show now. You've been listening to it for the past 3 years, and now you're the guy that we're interviewing because you got an interesting story. By the way, station identification, those are just plugged in. I'm talking to Giovanni Garcia. Where's home for you? In L.A.?
Yeah, I live in L.A. I live in West L.A.
Okay. Lives in West LA. Giovanni reached out, just posted inside our Facebook group and just took me completely shocked, man, that, you know, giving me the credit, that's great. I'll take the credit for the motivation, but this is all you, man, for getting yourself up, just having the courage. Very few people have the courage or even the belief that they can actually do what it is they love to do. And now that you're doing what you love to do, you're probably kicking yourself in the ass thinking, why didn't I do this earlier?
Oh, yes, I should. I do.
But
better late than never. But
yeah. Better late, and you know you're so old, man. You're 25.
Yeah.
But man, you've inspired me. I wanted to have you on the show because so many people listen to this show and they think, you know, can I still do it? Can I still go for my dream? What if I don't make any money? And you're basically saying, look, we don't want anybody to be homeless. We had a little bit of fun with that, living out of the car. But what I am saying is that if you really just throw all that caution to the side, what's the worst thing that can happen if you decide to go for your dream? Because if 9 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail initially when they start out, if you're going to fail anyway, wouldn't it make a lot of sense to fail doing what you love to do, number one? And then number two, Giovanni, is the worst thing that this thing didn't take off right away and you had to go find another way to make a couple bucks? I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world.
No, not at all. And it's just like, that's what I tell people too. It's just like, because I have a lot of friends ask me like, how are you doing this? Like, that's the first thing people are like, how are you making money? I'm like, you're asking the wrong question. Don't you see that I'm having fun? Don't you see that I really care about this? Don't you see this? Like, I'm a businessman myself. Like, I get it. I do make money other ways. But I'm like, I tell my friends, I'm like, I love this. I'm passionate. The money is going to come. I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is building a great brand, building something people would like to see. That's what I'm doing. And I got betting on my editing skills. I got Final Cut now. Like I said, just bought a digital camera. So like the content and the quality is better, the production. That's what I'm more worried about. Because the money, like if you focus yourself on the money, that's the wrong thing you're focusing on. You need to focus on the thing that you really love and the thing that's going to keep you up to 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, because the money's not going to keep you up awake. Trust me, I know it's not, because I've done that and it's the worst thing. Just focus on the stuff you really truly love, because that's going to take you to the next level.
Man, I love it. I'm all about it. I could talk to you forever, man. things. I'm going to need backstage passes to either New Edition or Belle Biv DeVoe, whichever.
Right. If you come out to LA, man, I got a lot of contacts out here. I've worked a lot. I've worked pretty hard, so I can try to see what I can do.
Yeah. Anything New Edition. So get me backstage, and that's the only thing I request, man. That's it. Very small order.
Backstage, that's a ticket is one thing. Backstage, yeah. I gotta talk to some friends.
Yeah, by the time they come to an area near me or you, whenever you can do it, you'll have more than enough clout. I'm not worried about that, man. I'm not worried about that. So, hey, continue to build up the YouTube channel. Anybody listen, if they want to check you out, what is it, your fan page, YouTube channel, where can we send people?
Yeah, so you can check me out anywhere. It's called the Fantasy Sports Cave on Instagram, Facebook, Fantasy Sports Cave on Twitter as well. So my goal is to try to post. I try to post every day on Instagram, post like little snippets. And I also got a big project coming up this next summer. And I know, Sam, you always talk about like if your dreams don't scare you, you're not going. So
yeah, man.
One of my biggest goals next year is I want to go to the World Cup. I am going to go to the World Cup in Russia. And the way I plan on doing this, I want to do this like vlogging style. So I want to go from here, from the U.S., go to Mexico City. And my goal is to interview majority of the countries that are going to go to the World Cup. So go from Mexico City to England, from England to France, to Spain, and to Germany on the way there. So it's like a world tour to the World Cup. And that's what I really want to do. So I'm wanting to, you know, put up all my money, because it's just like, when I got fired, Sam, when I got kicked to the curb, I told myself, I was like, you know what, if this is what I got to go through, fine, so be it. I'm young right now. I'm going to go for it all. You know, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm believing in myself, and that's my goal for next year. So hopefully by next summer, you'll see me woke up.
Dude, I'm listening to you thinking that. I'd like to come along with you, but I will, because I'll follow along on your vlog. I dig it, man. Man, this has been such an inspiration to me. I know people listen to the show. It's inspired them as well. Just because you're a regular dude doing what you love to do, you figured it out early in life. But even if you're not 25, if you're 55, if you're 65, just get started right now. Exactly. Good Lord. Just get going. What's the worst thing that can happen, man? You know?
Exactly. Get started. You don't, like I said, you don't have to have the equipment. I did it off of iPhone for 5 months. 5 months off an iPhone, quality was all right. And off of 5 months, I got 21,000 views off an iPhone. Now I got a digital camera. You don't have to have the equipment.
No, you don't. Even with podcasting, when I sell my training, I tell everybody buy a $24 Logitech headset and just get going, because everybody wants the best equipment. And that's like thinking, you know, you can beat Tiger Woods in a round of golf because you got better clubs. I mean, it's just stupid. You know, everybody wants to go spend money. It's not the money, man. It's the message. It's not the money. It's the message. So when you got the message, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Exactly. Giovanni, this was great, man. I really appreciate you coming on the show. All the best to you. Much love to you on behalf of everybody in the Everyday Saturday community, man. Keep posting those posts of inspiration. Take us with you inside the Facebook group. Let us know what's going on.
I definitely will, Sam. Definitely will. Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. Happy holidays to you. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Happy holidays.
You got it. Sam Crowley for Giovanni Garcia. That was a great story, man. Listen to this one back again, because that's going to inspire you to just get going. You don't got to get it right. You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.